This is what the beginning of the 10 a.m. Mass looks like. Good to know. Yes, for those of you who weren't here last week, just ask Deacon Dave about that. As I was thinking about these readings, I was reminded of a time in my life. I was privileged to take a trip through the Holy Land, a pilgrimage through Israel. And I remember I was walking down around in Bethlehem, and I saw two shepherds coming in from the fields. Bethlehem, I mean, the city is kind of built up a little bit, but just outside the city, it looks, I think, the way it much would have around the time of Jesus. There's not a lot there. There's a lot of fields, a lot of shepherds. And so I was watching these two shepherds come in, and each had a pretty sizable flock, and they were coming towards each other, and I thought, oh no, this is going to be a disaster, right? Because their flocks are all going to mix together. And sure enough, they did, and these two shepherds, they clearly knew each other, and they spent a while chatting, catching up a little bit. I don't really know. I was pretty far away, but they started leaving, and I thought, this is going to take forever. Their sheep are all mixed together. This is a terrible idea. These guys should know better, right? And it was amazing. I will never forget it. Each shepherd started making these different noises, and in about 5 minutes, each flock had completely separated because each sheep knew the sounds that their particular shepherd was making and was so comfortable with the voice of their shepherd that they separated very easily. The shepherd didn't even really pay much attention. He was just kind of walking and making these different noises as his flock followed him. And I think about that memory every single time that I hear about Jesus being the shepherd. Every time I think about Jesus being the shepherd. Because I have to ask myself, what voices do I recognize? Because there are a lot of them. Right? There are a lot of voices competing for our attention, right? And it's a whole bunch of things, right? It's money, it's fame, it's pleasure, it's security, it's a new promotion, it's the cottage up north, right? There's a lot of things that are vying for my attention. Which one am I going to follow when it's all mixed together, when it's all kind of chaotic and I'm lost? Which voice do I recognize? And that's why I love this particular gospel, right? I love this particular gospel because it actually gives me an insight into the heart of God, right? And it's very cool that there's this insight into God's own heart, right? As Jesus is trying to actually get away from the sheep, right? He and his apostles have been doing nothing but ministry, and they're tired, right? In a very human sense, they're tired. And so they're trying to go away to, the scripture says, a deserted place to come away and just rest a little while. And as they're leaving the crowds, the sheep, they see where they're going, and they run all the way around the Sea of Galilee to meet them on the other side before they even get there. Right? And as they get there, the scriptures are so beautiful. It says, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And at first, that might seem insulting, right? That Jesus' heart is moved with pity, right? What are you trying to say? I'm pitiful? Well, yeah. That is what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you know anything about sheep, but sheep are incredibly dumb. Right? They are very unintelligent animals. And we can either take that as an insult and saying, you know what, I'm going to show you, or we can say, like, you know what, that actually makes a lot of sense to me. Right? And I don't know about you, but that does make a lot of sense to me. Because when the chaos is happening and I'm in the thick of it, I don't always make the best choices because my mind is not always in the right spot. And I wish so often that there was a clear voice that would just show me the way. And there is. Because his heart is moved with pity when he sees me lost. His heart is moved with pity when he sees that I am like a sheep without a shepherd. When he sees me in the thick of things. When he sees me in the chaos. When he sees me with all of these competing voices coming at me and I don't know where to come. His heart is moved toward me. And that alone gives me great comfort, gives me great hope. Because it means that I don't have to do it alone. When the chaos is there, I'm not alone. When the thick of things is crowding in and it seems so oppressive and I seem so powerless and I feel so weak and I don't know what to do, I am not just stuck there. The heart of God is moved toward me in that moment. And brothers and sisters, that same Jesus backs up his words. Right? When he says, I'm not going to leave you orphan, when he says, I'm going to give you shepherds, when he says, my heart is moved with pity for them and I will come to them, he backs it up and he still does. Right? He did it then, right? Because it says in the scripture passage, he began to teach them many things, but he does it for us too, because he's going to be right here. The same Jesus, the same God whose heart is moved towards me is going to show up right here on this altar. So if you're in the thick of things, if you're in the chaos, if the messiness of life is coming at you, know that Jesus' own heart is for you. Know that his whole being is turned, is oriented toward you. That his voice, the voice of a shepherd, is calling out to you, trying to cut through all of the other noise and the fog that kind of surrounds our faces. Comes to be with you, to let you know that you're not alone, to let you experience that love, that mercy, that strength, that joy, that hope, that eludes us out there. And it eludes us out there every time because they don't have it out there. There's one place that I can get it, and it's from the heart of the shepherd who makes himself known here. And so if that's what you want, first it takes a step of humility, right? To recognize the fact that I'm a sheep, right? I'm kind of dumb, I don't know what I'm doing all the time, and I need desperately somebody to be the shepherd for me. Right? It takes that act of humility to say, I need a savior, I need a God, I need that person in my life to give to me and show to me all of those things that I so clearly am lacking. Right? And once I do that, I then put myself in a posture to actually receive from the heart of Christ all of those things that I want. So let's not be afraid, brothers and sisters. Let's not be afraid to acknowledge the fact that I need Jesus in my life. And let's not be afraid to invite him in, because he wants it. This is the whole point of him coming. Is that he wants that relationship with you. He wants to be that shepherd. He wants to be that rock, that anchor in your life. And I guess that's the question, is that at this Mass, right now, as he comes to you, are you going to let him in?